Some of the glands of the skin include the sebaceous glands. These are oil glands. They are associated with hair follicles, and their job is to produce an oily secretion called sebum, S-E-B-U-M. And what sebum does is it conditions and protects the hair shaft and also the skin around the hair. And there's going to be sebaceous gland associated with all of the hairs of the body. The sweat glands produce sweat, and there are two different kinds of sweat glands that you need to know. The apocrine are going to be associated with the groin, the underarms, and these sweat glands produce an oily, kind of a thicker sweat that tends to develop, it's more likely to develop an odor, whereas the mucocrine sweat glands secrete sweat onto the surface of the skin. They're not necessarily associated with hairs, hair follicles. And the sweat that's produced by the mucocrine sweat glands is more watery. Its job is for it helps with cooling the body and helping to excrete water and electrolytes. Another gland, type of gland that you may not be aware of as a gland are the mammary glands. And these are actually modified sweat glands, and they can secrete under the influence of a variety of hormones that have to be working in concert. These can secrete milk, and milk, of course, is used by mammals to nourish the young. I want to point out that both males and females have mammary glands, but only females, under most circumstances, are exposed to the right hormone combinations to actually cause lactation or the production of milk. The ceruminous glands are going to be glands that are found within the ear canals, and their job is to create earwax.